You ready for some coffee, honey?
Absolutely.
I'll pour.
Great coffee. I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli.
And I'm Linda Martinelli.
And we are talking
while married.
I thought I'd start out this evening coffee conversation with four words. What are the odds?
Well, and I know exactly what you're talking about. What are the odds that every election in every state that was not called on the evening of election would be far ahead for Trump? I mean, far ahead, 16 points ahead, and not a lot of votes left to count. And all of a sudden, every single one is coming down to the wire, minute by minute, Biden takes over, because all the last votes are for Biden. What are the odds?
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I wouldn't think it's too far off the mark to say that I think they had ballots, mail-in ballots, sequestered and already pre-stamped in warehouses all over this country. And they were just waiting to see how President Trump did. And when he came out winning in all these states, like we talked about, except the truly true blue states, you know, the Californias, the Massachusettses, you know, the New York, the New Jerseys, then all of a sudden, these truckloads of ballots, I mean, literally truckloads of ballots show up in one case.
In the middle of the night.
Exactly. In the middle of the night, and I don't remember was Philadelphia or where.
No, it was Michigan.
Was it 130,000 ballots that they suddenly found? They're all for Biden. What are the odds?
Right. Well, this is happening in state after state. And what are the odds that at the very end of the election, when Trump is handily winning every one of these swing states, handily winning, that these ballots show up, or that they, we're just starting to count the Democratic areas. It doesn't work like that. Everybody knows, listen, I'm not a young lady. I have watched elections my whole life. This has never happened in this way. It doesn't happen in this way. The vote doesn't go from a humongous lead to nothing. And then as soon as Biden supposedly overtakes Trump, they call the election. So Alaska would be, triple the Republican and triple for Trump, but they won't call Alaska, but yet they call these other ones like Arizona.
Well, they called
way ahead.
Well, they called Virginia when it had 5% of the vote.
Well, they 5%. They called California within 3 minutes of it closing the polls. So how do you do that? Certainly you haven't counted the votes.
I don't know what's happening here, except to say that I personally believe, and again, I don't think I'm really going out on a limb here. I think it's fraudulent. I think Trump and people that were his spokespersons were saying months ago, when this whole issue of the mail-in ballots first surfaced, that this was a horrible idea. And I think they truly realized the potential for extreme fraud. And I think their concerns, which were laughed off by the mainstream media, have now come home to roost. And I think they're very, very real. I think it's very evident what has happened here. And what happens as a result of this, especially if President Trump should lose this election and Biden and Harris were to take over, it is a disgrace on the world stage. At that level, a disgrace on the world stage. People will look at the United States through different eyes in the future. And I don't know if we can ever go back again.
No, this is the same way that they hold elections in socialist countries. They're fixed and they're fraudulent. and votes are put in where they're needed. That is, in my opinion, that is what happened here. And I want to say out front to people that, you know, are listening to us and have listened to us for a very long time. We've been doing this for years. We're not journalists. We're not politicians. We're a couple who stay involved in politics, who stay involved in world affairs, who have opinions. Just like millions of other Americans, we sit at our dinner table and we talk about what's going on every day.
Yeah,
you know, our shoes at the TV. We get angry with what we see going on. When they started talking about having mail-in ballots, I was like, oh no, do not do this. Here's where your fraud is going to come in. Anybody could see that. They have been so intense on getting rid of President Trump in any which way. Look at all the ways that they've tried since the day he first came down the escalator. They've done everything that they could possibly do to get rid of this man. And this was their last hurrah here. They were not going to let him be reelected. I'm sorry to say, and you can, you know, if we have our Democrat friends listening to us, that's great. And you can say that I'm a conspiracy theorist, or you can say whatever you'd like to say. I am simply an American looking at what's right in front of my own face, and I'm not ignoring it.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, you know, we're just a conservative couple and a married couple. And I don't think we're any different than any other married couple out there that's got half a brain. And we know fraud when we see it. We know something is wrong when we see it. And, you know, I told you from the very beginning, I never believed the polls. I didn't believe them in 2016 when they said Trump was going to get creamed and he beat all of them. And every time there's been a poll that comes out, you and I have discussed quite a few polls during our various coffee conversations over the last 2 years as this election has moved on. And I told you that I don't believe any of these polls. What do I believe? As a mature, experienced man, I believe my eyes and I believe my ears in what I have seen in the amazing resonance for President Trump. You know, the Trump trains, the Trump flotillas. You watch television during the election, and every night that President Trump is on, there are people by the tens of thousands that come in all different types of weather and traveling significant distances to hear and be near this President of the United States. And when you take a look at Joe Biden, Bunker Biden, you know, he hid out in his bunker for all these many months. And then when he finally comes out at the last minute, he's got 10, 15, 20 people, you know, a smattering of cars in a drive-in. Kamala Harris can't even draw 50 people. And this is happening time and time and time again. I'm sorry. There is no resonance for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be president and vice president of the United States. People have to believe their eyes. You can't believe what is happening right now in this country. And again, the polls have been wrong.
But here's what anybody with any common sense, and again, if you're on the other side, you can justify this all you want. I'm watching Juan Williams on Fox try to justify this and say that this, you know, all the votes are being counted, and no, all the legal votes. I want to recount every one of those states, and I want every single ballot. I want to know if they're dead. I want to know if they've voted twice. I want to know the date. Here is what I thought that they would do and that I believe that they did. I believe, as you said, I believe that hundreds of thousands of ballots were made. And Some of them, by the way, don't even have the watermark on them to prove that they're a true ballot. So they could have been duplicated by anybody. Oh, by the way, I'm in the printing business. I know how to duplicate things. But one thing that you cannot easily duplicate is a watermark. That's why it's there. So you can duplicate it without it. That cannot be a counted ballot. Cannot be a counted ballot. And they are counting them left and right.
And they're commingling them.
They're commingling them. So this has proven to be such a problem, and it was so foreseeable. And it's why the Democrats wanted this process, because it was the easiest way to fraud their way to a win. President Trump, in my opinion, won this election. Hands down, he won this election. It will never be another way. It will never, you know, we may never win in the courts, because this is just so hard to deal with in all these different states and all the different ways that people have prepared for this and covered their fannies. But there is no way, just no way, that any common sense thinking person can look at the leads that President Trump had in these states. They do not go in and count ballots in Republican areas and then go count Democrat areas. That's not how it works. It works that the whole state gets counted, and the counts stay pretty consistent throughout. They can go up, they can go down. From the beginning, when they start counting votes, things will change, you know, from the very beginning. But once it gets in there in the higher numbers, it pretty much stays consistent.
Yeah, it's fairly steady.
Yeah, it does not change in this huge manner in every single swing state at the very 11th hour.
Right, exactly.
It does not happen.
Well, look at what's going on in Georgia. How many points was he behind? I mean, was Biden behind?
I think in Georgia was 8.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, it was 16.
Okay, and within a matter of what? Hours? This completely flip-flops. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen that way.
No, it doesn't happen that way. And they don't count that way. So the votes come in, especially from the bigger cities, they come in first. And the places that are the far, far rural areas, those come in later.
Yes.
Then you have states being held up, Alaska, Arizona, Nevada. What, these guys just don't know how to count, or what's the issue here? I don't understand what the issue is, that you can't count your votes and get them in a reasonable amount of time, that it has taken you days to count your votes. That's ridiculous. Well, and all this time is the potential for fraud. All this time, every minute, is more ballots being found.
No, I absolutely agree. Well, there's less than 1 million people in Alaska. Are you telling me that you guys in Alaska, with all you knew this for months in advance that there was going to be an election, and you knew this for months in advance on how to get organized so that people could come and vote, and how to get the ballots counted, and you're telling me that even after the election we are still waiting for you to count your ballots?
I don't know. I don't believe that that's true. I think that they're holding up, waiting to see what Biden needs to get over the hump. And he'll get there. I mean, I have no doubt, because they have managed this, from a crook's point of view, they've managed this very well. From an ethical American citizen's point of view, everybody that I know is so completely angry and insulted that they just are beside themselves. And you know, I have stayed off of any social media. I'm not a social media person anyway, but I looked at Twitter for a second just to see what the president was saying, and really he's not on there so much either, but the, again, the hatred and the gloating from the Democrats to have pulled one over on America makes me sick.
Well, and as a matter of fact, I think it was Twitter that literally pulled half of President Trump's press conference.
How dare they?
Exactly. You know, those of you that follow and listen to us on Talking While Married. Are you willing to put up with that? Are you willing to allow some social media black tech companies to run this country? Is that what you're willing to do? You're willing to give up, you know, your God-given freedoms and all of the blood that has been shed for our freedoms and our ability to vote and have a democratic nation? Are you guys willing to allow Twitter and Google and Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and, I mean, you name it. Are you willing to allow these people to control you, to control your minds, to control what you do, to control your spirit?
Well, to lose your First Amendment rights. They're stealing the President of the United States' First Amendment, stealing it.
Well, it's absolutely incredible. And again, you know, if people were more educated, and of course, you know, we've talked about this many times before, the dumbing down of the people in the United States, they don't take civics anymore, they have revisionist U.S. history, and they don't even have to take international relations and European history to graduate from high school. And so they are dumbed down. 56% of our younger population in high school and college believe that socialism is better than capitalism. Do you see what where I'm going here? And they would allow, and you would allow these people and this mainstream media and these tech companies to steal your freedom, to steal your presidency? It's absolutely unfathomable.
It is unfathomable, and I mean, there's so much more to talk about with this. And, you know, I think I need to get myself a cup of coffee and calm down, and we'll continue.
All right, let's get that cup of coffee.
My fellow Americans, our mission here at AmericaOutloud.com is clear. We're here to defend our founding values and principles at a moment when they are under unprecedented assault. And to cover the news objectively and offer intelligent commentary on the challenges we face as a nation. You can tune in and join our family of listeners 24/7 in this vital crusade. Our apps are on Apple, Android, or Alexa. Find us on iHeartRadio or our world-class media player. It is a fight for the soul of humanity. America Out Loud Talk Radio is the voice of liberty and justice for all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli, forensic criminologist, death investigator, and host of A Thread of Evidence on America Out Loud. Are you a fan of CSI shows and documentaries? Are you fascinated with how death investigators like me solve high-profile death cases like you see on the news? If so, then I encourage you to join me as I unpack some of the most high-profile police and civilian-involved death cases in my best-selling book, The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police. Read all about the forensic evidence you never heard on the evening news. You can get a copy of my best-selling book, The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police, today by ordering it on my forensic site at www.dronmartinelli.com. DRRONMartinelli.com. And remember, without truth, there is no justice. So let me ask you a question. Projecting into the future on a pessimistic note, let's say Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win the presidency and the vice presidency of the United States. Joe Biden, for the last few days during the campaign, he said that he's going to be different than Trump. He's going to be...
You bet he is.
I know that. But he's going to be the American president. He's going to be the president for all Americans and unite us all, and we're going to have a kumbaya moment, and we're all going to be together again as Americans.
Would that be including us chumps that he called us during his speeches?
This is where I want to go with this conversation. Because, you know, Joe, I'm sure you're probably not listening to Talking While Married.
But you should be.
But you should be. But I just want to speak out to him, and I want to speak out to Democrats for a minute. And I don't know how many of those Democrats listen to Talking While Married, but here's the point I want to make. Are you serious? There is no way that you and the Democrat leadership, so-called leadership in this country, is going to bring this country together. After everything that you have done to our president and our vice president of the United States, after everything that you've done to Republican leaders and politicians and to the Senate and in the Congress, all the shenanigans you pulled, all of the lies, all of the vitriol, all of the hatred, the false narratives, the damage that you tried to inflict upon our president of the United States and to the American people. And now, after all of this abject fraud, you're telling people that you think that they're going to embrace you as the American president. You must be smoking some of that crack that your son was smoking.
Oh, he's borrowing it, I think. Oh, totally. I can't agree with you more. This Joe Biden will never be my president. Kamala Harris is even worse than he is.
Well, guess what? Because I don't think Joe's going to last a year, and Kamala Harris is going to be the next president of the United States if there is a Biden-Harris ticket victory.
Well, and I will make a prediction about that. And my prediction would be that the plan is never for Joe Biden to finish being president. The plan is for Harris to become president. And the plan
and Pelosi
is for
to
Pelosi
move up.
To jump in there. Right. And she has alluded to it several times already with her little sneaky, smarmy way. I'm so disappointed in our country. I'm so disappointed in that. You know, people can vote for Joe. That's their prerogative. And we can vote for Trump, and that's our prerogative. But you cannot steal from everybody else's votes. You cannot steal my vote. And that is what has happened here. They have stolen all of the Trump voters' votes. And they've stolen the hard work that we put in. And they've stolen our 4 more years of our future.
Well, they've done a lot more than that. They've stolen our American heritage, our Democratic Republic heritage, and they've stolen it from our children and our children's children. And going back, and I like to speak directly to Democrats, and I like to speak directly to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you can't be serious. Americans like us will never follow a cheater, right? You cheated during this election. You frauded us in this election. And like Linda said, you stole our votes and you stole our American heritage, and you're trying hard to steal our freedoms, our Second Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights. You've got the media complicit with you. You've got the big tech companies censoring everybody left and right. We will never follow you. You will never be our president.
And Joe Biden was one of the first people, before President Trump was even president, to try to do harm to him as he's running, to be complicit in spying on his campaign. And then after he was elected, be complicit in trying to get him out of office. What kind of a man is this? How could Americans vote for that person? You know, there were other people running for president. I didn't like a one of them, but there certainly were probably people more ethical than Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris, having come from California, she was not respected in California. In fact, she was quite widely hated in California. And that is who we want for our vice president. She is an extremely divisive person. She's an extremely egocentric person. She could care less about any of us. Trust me, this is a woman after one thing, power. And I don't respect any woman who sleeps their way to the top. I'm sorry, I stood on my own two feet and made my own career and became successful by myself. I didn't need to sleep with any man to get something, to get where I was going. And you know that these people are wrong for America. And I'm just ashamed that this many people either hated Trump enough or cannot see the forest for the trees as to the good that he did in this country for all of us. And now all of those people that committed all the crimes are going to get away with them.
Oh no, absolutely right. You know, the Jim Comeys, the Strucks, you know, you name all these people that were against this president of the United States and conspired everything with trying to pull the 25th Amendment on Trump, to the impeachment, to, like you said, Linda, spying on the campaign, lying, the whole, you know, so-called Russian dossier, the Clinton Foundation hooking up with this. I mean, it's just absolutely disgraceful. And you know what? Former President Obama, he ought to be ashamed of himself, okay? Because, listen, if he had Joe Biden working under him for 8 years, all right? So these two guys were so supposed to be like two peas in a pod, all right? You take a look at the difference between how President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence cooperate with each other, are transparent with each other. It's a true partnership. And then you take a look at Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And so Barack Obama waits till what?
2 days before the election.
Thank you. 2 days before the election to come out and show his face and, you know, to speak to... I don't know what the word is. It just endorse, I guess that's the word, endorse Joe Biden.
And it was with his usual snarky hatred of the president. That's not a man that I admire.
Well, it's
at
not.
All.
I mean, you know, that was totally disingenuous. This is not a guy. Obama's not a guy that respects Joe Biden. He's just not.
No,
you
he
don't
doesn't
come
respect-
out. You
Trump
don't come out.
Joe Biden.
Well, yeah. Well, you don't come out 2 days before the end of the election and throw your support to this guy where you personally have to come out there. Now, he did say that he endorsed Joe Biden about 6 months ago, but for God's sake.
I think it was 6 months ago.
I think it was. It was something like that.
It was well after that.
Yeah. So, I mean, look at what we're going to get stuck with if Biden wins this election, Linda.
Well, they really set us up for this whole scenario well in advance. They said that the election was going to be contested, right? They got us all ready for that. They said that there was going to be riots and different things, which has come to pass, and they got us all ready for that. And they kept saying that Trump wouldn't go quietly. And so they got us all ready for that. Are you telling me that none of this was planned?
Well, I think, you know, little by little, now in retrospect, right, in 2020 hindsight, they were giving us their game plan all along. They were preparing us for the eventuality of massive election fraud and Trump being kicked out of office
and blaming Trump.
And then blaming him. Exactly right.
And when Biden spoke on election night, what he said, and I swear it was like a siren to his followers, he said, "Oh, let's just let the counts happen.
Just be patient.
And we will come out ahead." Okay, look at all these things. I'm sorry, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not making it up, but I am somebody who has half a brain, and I can make two and two add to four.
Well, so Linda, you and I were talking a little bit about the court projections, right? Because now this is going to end up in litigation. I think it is.
And I think it should.
So, you know, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm not a lawyer and I don't know. I'm just a citizen. But I think it should go to court. I don't think that President Trump should let this stand. And I totally agree with what he's saying. We all want every legal vote counted. but I don't want one not legal vote counted. And I would go much further than the court will go, and I would go much further than the president will go. And I will say, I would like every vote in this country recounted, and I want to see the signatures, the envelopes, and I want to know that they were registered voters. Because when you mail a voting application to everybody in your state, how are you counting all those? They're not registered voters. You don't know who filled them out, and that's what we're counting now. This has been wrong since they said it, and you and I have never changed our position on that. We have always said that this would be a problem. Everybody with half a brain could see that it was going to be a problem. But they used, this is the Democratic favorite saying, never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's what they did with COVID. They used COVID to blind people to their fraud and to let them think that they were helping them out to vote. Seriously, listen, Americans are not that wimpy that we don't go out to the grocery store, that we don't go to the doctor, that we don't go to the pharmacy, that we don't go get a beer. We don't do all the, we don't go visit our friends.
We don't get gas.
Yeah. We don't riot in the streets, and we don't have rave parties. I mean, come on. But you can't walk in and vote?
Well, I never understood that whatsoever. And as soon as they brought up the fact of the mail-in votes, ballots, I was very, very distressed about that. And even more distressed as it became a reality. Now, you and I are world travelers. I mean, not only in the United States, but we travel internationally. And so, and with our businesses being as busy as they've been over the years, you and I, on a number of occasions, have had absentee ballots, right? We've made out absentee ballots. We filed for them, and we filled them out, and we've done our due diligence and voted for our people and sent them in. The mail-in ballots do not go through that vetting process. And that's the thing that bothers me and bothers President Trump and bothers millions of other Americans. And I don't care what side you're on, Democrat, Republican, it really doesn't matter. What does matter is that we have a vetting process with our ballots, and the votes count. They're not fraudulent votes. They're not dead people votes. They're not people voting, you know, numerous times. They're not people voting from out of state. And all of that has taken place in spades. You know, tonight you and I had dinner with some good friends, and one of our friends was sharing a story from a friend of theirs that moved to Utah, and they got a ballot from California at their house in Utah. So tell me how that happens.
Well, I have no idea. But I also heard that some guy was caught crossing the border.
Yep.
With ballots in his truck?
Yeah, he was crossing. What happened is he made a wrong turn out of Buffalo and started heading for the Canadian border, and I think it's called the Peace Bridge, and he got pulled over, and he didn't look good to the Border Patrol, and so they end up searching his car, and they find 800 pieces of mail that he had not delivered, and in those 800 pieces of mail were 162 ballots.
Yeah, so tell me that this works. The only answer to me is absolutely not making it easier for people to vote, but respecting the right and the privilege and the responsibility that voting comes with and making it more difficult to vote. I want every single person to vote in person, and I want to see their ID. If they cannot possibly vote in person, they need to request an absentee ballot that has to be turned in before Election Day.
Yeah.
Period. No, you don't count it the day after. You don't count it a minute after.
No, and you're exactly right. And all these ridiculous stories about voter suppression because, you know, a voter ID, you got to be out of your mind. okay, to follow that narrative and believe that that narrative has any credence whatsoever.
That's a smokescreen.
You show identification when you cash a check. You show identification when you use a credit card. You show identification to get on an airplane.
Buy a bottle of liquor.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Are you telling me that one of the most precious rights that we have in the United States, we're so dumb that we can't protect that right with voter identification? You and I, just voted in the election a week ago. We had to show our Texas driver's license, and they compared our signatures. We had to sign an electronic a signature, and I watched the lady do it. She was standing there right in front of me, made me sign my signature, and I saw what she was doing on the screen, comparing my voter signature when I had my voter registration to vote in Texas.
And I had to pull my mask down so she could make sure it was me.
Absolutely. So they're looking right at you. They got your picture from your Texas driver's license. They're looking at your signature off your driver's license, the one that you just signed on the electronic machine, and they're looking at your voter registration card. That's the way it should be done. Our votes counted. And by the way, Texans managed to keep Texas red. And it's because we have a great governor in Greg Abbott, and we have a great lieutenant governor in Paxton, and they are the people with our attorney general. They are the people that ensured that we would have voter ID in Texas, and we ended up okay.
Well, it's a pleasure to vote in Texas, quite honestly. I feel safe and secure, and I feel that my vote is going to count appropriately as it should. I don't have the right to vote more than once, and I do have the right to vote. And it has to be me. That's all that I want. I don't think that's too much to ask of Americans. For the Democrats to have made Americans feel that is somehow racist or suppressive or any other adjective you'd like to give it is totally wrong. And that's doing America a disservice. And look where we are with it.
And because of that, it makes Americans appear as if we've lost our minds. How about our last cup of coffee?
What if a new treatment backed by 17,000 scientific articles was proven to extend our lifespan, protect against terrible diseases like cancer, heart disease, and dementia, make us more attractive and thinner, feel calmer and happier, and boost energy levels, memory, and performance? What would you pay for even the smallest dose of this treatment? Well, the good news is you don't have to pay anything, because these are just some of the benefits of a full night of quality sleep. If you're one of the millions of Americans who need better quality sleep, the time to change is now. Until now, most sleep aids haven't worked, but a new, easy-to-swallow sleep gel, invented by the leading nutrition company, Healthy Cell, is designed to support all four stages of human sleep to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake up refreshed. It's called REM Sleep. To get a free two-night supply of REM Sleep, visit healthycell.com/sleep. That's healthy, healthycell.com/sleep.
Got you your last cup of coffee, and you're now probably overstimulated. I thought maybe we could just do a little potpourri, election potpourri, and talk about some of the strange things that have happened in this election, and some of the propositions and things around the country that people have voted for, and maybe also talk about the potential for a Biden-Harris presidency and vice presidency. So let's talk about the weird and the bizarre. And for that, I'm actually going to skip California for a second, and I'm going to go up north one state to Oregon. And did you see where the voters, and I think by a decent margin, I think it was like 56 or 58%, passed a proposition that decriminalizes hard drugs, illegal hard drugs, methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl. What do you think about that?
Hey, you can get that in your house and let your kids get a hold of it now. The other thing that they did up in Oregon, which, I guess that they didn't have a lot to choose from, but they kept their Portland mayor
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Ted Wheeler is still there, huh?
He's still there by a slim margin. He won. You know, there is a state that did not need to decriminalize hard drugs. Do they not have enough problems? And are they so blind to the problems that they have there? The whole country is looking, the whole world is looking at them saying, what the heck? And you just take it another step further.
Well, you know, as old Calisuelan people that escaped a number of years ago and were blessed enough to come out to Texas to live, that's the Californication of these different states. So Oregon used to be a real nice state until too many people from California moved in there. Washington used to be a pretty nice state until too many people from California moved in there. Nevada used to be a nice state until too many people from California moved there. And it's the same thing with Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say that even about Texas, okay? Because look how hard this election cycle, they tried to turn Texas purple.
Well, they do try. And they will continue to try until they do it. But, you know, why anybody would want to live under the circumstances that they're living in Portland and Seattle and some of these, or in all of California. And we're the perfect prime example. We lived in California, born and raised there, spent our whole life, raised kids there, had our careers there. But it came to a point, it's like that come to Jesus moment in life that everybody has over something. And for you and I, it was a slow reckoning that it was like building blocks, right? One after the other after the other, until there was that come to Jesus moment, which I know exactly for me what it was the last time that Jerry Brown let felons out of prison and flooded the state with felons. That was it. And I said, Ron, we got to go.
And you know, that was the failure of Proposition 109 and Proposition 47 that they bamboozled the California voter about. You know, I thought you were going to say something different because we used to live in near San Diego County.
Mm-hmm.
And you had your business, and I actually had an office up in Corona, which is in Riverside County.
Mm-hmm.
And the commute, most of the time my office, I would stay in my main office, which was in Temecula, and then go with you, twice a week or so? Go up to Corona, sometimes twice a week, sometimes maybe less. But that was a commute of 50 miles. And on the Highway 15, which is a horrible highway, and very dangerous. And I thought you were going to say that it was that commute that did it for you.
Well, I do remember coming home and telling you that commute was going to kill me. It was 50 miles, but it was a couple of hours. And you had to, either you were in bumper-to-bumper traffic, or worse, cars were flying, but they'd be flying by you at 100 miles an hour and chasing each other up that freeway. And
the motorcycles were crazy.
Oh my gosh. And it was just such a horrible commute. You could never relax for a second. You had to be watching every single second because there was so much going on. And yes, I hated that. And now what I will say is I hate going back there to visit because I feel like I missed so much life sitting on those freeways. And in Texas has so much greenery and so much empty, beautiful space without cement, just nature. And I never get tired of looking at it. Every day of my life, I never get tired of looking at it. And I am angry at myself for staying there that long and living that kind of life.
You know what? For me, the straw that, and everything you're saying is 100% correct. But I like the analogy that you draw, Linda, when you say it was like a building block, right? Or like maybe even dominoes, like a stack of dominoes. And then you get that last one, you know, you get that last building block, you get that last domino that teeters over, or you get that last straw on the camel's back. And for me, it was when I saw the poll that said that 51% of Californians are on some level of government subsistence that is being paid for by the 49% of
Californians. And those figures are much worse now.
Yeah, but yeah. When we left, and yes. I said, hey, you know, you gave me your bitches and I told you mine, and we were smart enough to make the decision that, hey, you know, we really don't need this. And truth be told, and I hope this is prophetic for our listeners and followers on Talking While Married, you and I, and we don't, you know, you don't know what you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I say that all the time.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know. And what we didn't know was that we could have made our escape from California 10 years before. We could have done it. You know, we just didn't know we could have done it. And can you imagine the opportunities? I mean, we've had some wonderful opportunities since we've been in Texas, relatively short time, about 5 years. But if we would have been here 10 years before that, can you imagine the opportunities that we would have had with regards to, I mean, real estate for one of them, my God, you know, ranches and beautiful farmland and pastures and even commercial buildings and houses and things like that. Man, the opportunities. I mean, we've made good work of the opportunities that have came, you know, come our way. But, you know, and I just want to say that to our friends and followers, that if, you know, you're sitting here and you live in California or some other oppressive state, you know, you live in Portland, you know, you live in Washington, and it's just become a damn third world country, an oppressive country, and you're thinking about escaping, find a state that resonates with you. You know, look around the United States. It isn't, you know, California is a beautiful state. It's a very diverse state. But one of the things that we learned, at least with our journey to Texas, is we found every bit as much of the beauty and even more beauty in the privacy of living in the country, of living in a rural area.
Yeah, and Texas is not the only place that we looked at.
Exactly.
We were very, very close to moving to Nashville and love Nashville. And really, it was our son and daughter-in-law who probably put the kibosh on that, because they didn't want to move out that far, but they absolutely did move to Texas and live right down the street from us. And I couldn't be happier about that. But, you know, I think Americans are going to lose a lot of opportunities under a Biden-Harris administration. And I mean, if I were to predict things just based on my life experience, I would say that with the raise in taxes, you're going to have companies, they're going to stop spending money. They're going to stop doing so many things for employees that they've been able to do by having the extra money under the Trump administration. I do believe that the stock market is going to tighten up. It's not going to be the crazy good stock market that we had under President Trump. If and when Joe Biden does what he says and he takes down the wall that President Trump built, we're going to have, and either way, wall or no wall, he's going to let immigrants in here, and he's going to give all the immigrants that are in the United States a pathway to citizenship.
And that's 12 million.
Yeah, that is going
that's
to
the end of the United
dramatically
States.
Harm our health care, harm so many things. And there are, you know, then you can go into talking about their whole Green New Deal and how, you know, he's telling people that the car manufacturers are going to do great under him. No, Joe, you're going to take the cars away from people.
You're going to take the combustible engine away from people.
People cannot drive on electricity forever.
Right, and they're not, and exactly right. Okay, look, wake up, Joe. We can't run the United States of America and our industrial complex on wind and solar. I don't care how much you think that's the truth, and the ignorant people that surround you, the environmentalists that surround you, think that that's the truth, but it's just not going to happen, all right? And we are a leader in energy, and we lost that leadership under your administration, and to be quite honest, the prior Republican administration, okay? We lost that.
You know what? The one thing that Trump said, well, promises made, promises kept with President Trump. But one thing that he said he was going to do is bring those companies home from overseas, and he did. How did he do it? He did it with a carrot. Biden wants to use a stick and say, well, if you go overseas, we're going to charge you more. That is not how you deal with people. It is not our human nature to react positively that. Go try to beat your dog and see how well that dog wants to behave for you. Give that dog tons of love and that dog will behave for you. Come on. People are, we are not motivated by threats and fear. We are motivated by positive motivation. And the Democrats have none of that.
If you take a look at the Green New Deal or any parts of this Green New Deal that AOC and Kamala Harris have totally bought into, there is no way economically that the United States of America can sustain itself. It's impossible. We are a leader in energy. We need to remain a leader of energy. The energy today is so much cleaner and so much safer than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. All right.
And he's going back into the climate deal with Paris.
Exactly.
And you can say goodbye all the people in the country, mostly to the people of color. You can say goodbye to your charter schools for your children. That is something that breaks my heart.
Boy, you know what, Linda, you brought that up, and they have destroyed, these Democrats over the last 40 years have destroyed our educational system. Our students are so ignorant. They are so dumb. They do not teach civics in our schools anymore. So, of course, we've got this, you know, Barack Obama resistance movement that started within the second month of his presidency, going back a few years.
But they teach them in third grade about LGBTQ, and they teach them about sex, and they teach them things that I, as a parent, would never, ever allow my kids to be learning in school. They are trying to usurp the role of the parent so that the kids, who, as they grow up, are subservient to the government. We are heading towards socialism.
And you know, earlier in our conversation, Linda, you know, I'd spoken about how I just saw a poll just last week that 56% of our high school and college kids think that socialism is better than capitalism, yet they can't even define it. And so how does that mindset take root? Well, it takes root when you have revisionist history. It takes root when you don't teach civics in school anymore. So you don't know the difference between capitalism, democracy, socialism, Marxism, Trotskyism, Maoism, Stalinism, I mean, you name it, fascism. You don't know the difference between those things. And they don't teach international relations anymore, so you have no idea what European history is about. That's how you dumb down these kids and you put us in the place where we are now, where you get an idiot bartender like AOC, who is now a big player in government, who wants nothing more than to turn our society into some sort of Marxist-based economy microcosm.
Hey, I want to tell people a little bit about America Out Loud real quick, because now more than ever, this is a time to go to AmericaOutLoud.com, and you can certainly hear Dr. Ron and I talk. You can listen to all the shows, but more importantly, at this moment, I would say read the articles. There is an article on there written by, and the articles stay on there forever. So Susan Price, who I was privileged to work with many times on the radio, and Susan Price is a Gold Star mother, wrote an article about President Trump's tweet that he made last June prior to this election when they started talking about the mail-in ballots. And he tweeted, and this is a quote, "Rigged 2020 election. Millions of mail-in ballots will be printed by foreign countries and others. It will be the scandal of our times." How true has that come? Take a look at AmericaOutloud.com. It is an important place to be in this time, at this time in history.
And you know what? Speaking of, talking while married, and, Dr. Ron and Linda on Talking While Married, I hope you guys will take an opportunity to read some of the wonderful articles that my wife, Linda Martinelli, writes for America Out Loud as a regular columnist there. Every once in a while, you can catch me on America Out Loud, and you can catch some of our articles. But we really hope you'll listen to America Out Loud and tell your friends and neighbors about us. And you can find us on America Out Loud, Talking While Married, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Linda, how else can they find America Out Loud?
Well, they can, to listen to the podcast, you can go to any of your favorite podcasts. You can go to Stitcher, you can go to iHeart, you can go to any of your favorite podcasts.
Spotify, they're all on there.
Right. And I just want to give a quick plug to a brand new show on America Out Loud, which I have the privilege of hosting along with some other wonderful ladies, and it is Ladies of Liberty Sound Off. And that show, it will be starting, that show is now started.
Well, you've done some pilots.
It plays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the evening, so twice a day, and Monday through Friday.
Well, you know what? First of all, I want to congratulate you for doing that show, and you're actually producing now. But you know what? Congratulations on getting a great afternoon slot time. That 1 o'clock in the afternoon slot time is fantastic, and then repeating it at 11 o'clock at night, that's just wonderful.
It's a great show, and that's why we got the slot.
It is, and me and my best friend have listened to the pilot programs as a couple of guys, and we love the show, and we love the ladies. So, ladies, if you're listening to, Linda's show, Ladies of Liberty Sound Off, hey, grab your husbands and pull them in there and catch that show. Hey, you ready to call it?
Ready.